friends and neighbors, welcome to today's ceremony, and thank you so much for attending. I'm very, very honored to be speaking with you today on this important occasion. We are here to honor our service members and to remember their sacrifices and the courage it takes to defend honor, duty, and our country. As we honor our heroes, we remember their achievements, their courage, and their dedication, and say thank you for their sacrifices. Thinking of the servicemen and women who join us in this group today, and those are here only in spirit, a person can't feel anything but awed by it all. And when I say only in spirit, I have to say and include my husband, Lee, who passed away July 9th of this year and was in the Air Force over 20 years. We were married 52 years. I'd like to ask all the service members and veterans who are here, those who are sitting, please stand, and those who are standing, please just raise your hand for a few minutes. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for your service. The service members that we honor today come from all walks of life, but they all share qualities like courage, pride, determination, and integrity. Many of them didn't ask to leave their homes to fight, and in the past didn't even volunteer. They didn't go to war because they liked fighting. They were certainly people who responded. And they were just ordinary people. I'm sure many of you remember, I certainly do, when some of them didn't respond, instead went to Canada, and they fled. In 2001, President Bush observed Veterans Day by announcing the Lessons of Liberty Initiative, a way for students to learn about America and its values, as well as the men and women who have been called on to defend our freedom. At the same time, President Bush said we must remember that many who served in our military never lived to be called veterans. We must remember many had their lives changed forever by experiences or the injuries of combat. All veterans are examples of service and citizenship for every American. Veterans Day used to be called Armistice Day, and originally designated as a day to celebrate the end of World War I. The First World War officially ended on June 28, 1919, with the Treaty of Versailles. As time went on and we were engaged in other conflicts, including World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and many other conflicts we had, veterans groups lobbied for a change so that we now honor all veterans on Veterans Day, on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. And that's why we're here today. Some of you are too young to remember. A lot of you probably are. But I remember when Vietnam was raging on, Walter Cronkite, who used to be on CBS News, brought the war and the jungles into the living rooms of our homes. And it was the first war that was ever really brought into our homes. I remember when I was home with my mother here in Salina, one night Walter came on, and he said the North Vietnamese were at the huge gates of the Ben Mo Air Base. That's where my husband was. I had problems sleeping after that, and I remember when my husband came home, he was extremely thin. And he never was thin, and all of you knew him. He was pretty chunky. Anyway, we have awarded medals to many soldiers. We've added names to monuments and named buildings for them to honor them for their bravery. But you know, nothing can ever really replace the hole left behind by a fallen service member, nor comfort the ones left behind. Today, throughout the country, people will gather together as we are here today to remember and to honor those who have served our country. Our gathering here in Salina is just a small spark of the pride that burns across the nation today and every day. It's not a lot, but it's one small way we can honor those who have made the ultimate sacrifice so that we can live in freedom. I heard just recently on the news that we have lost 3 U.S. troops in Afghanistan, and so it goes on. Terrible news to those families. If tomorrow, after this ceremony, we roll up all the banners and go back to our daily lives and forget the bond between the service of our veterans, then we will be doing a disservice to our veterans and to the cause that they served. Let us not forget, even as we celebrate our heroes here today, that we still have men and women all over the world, not just in Afghanistan and Iraq, we have them all over the world fighting for our freedom. Your presence here today, and I see a lot of you I know, and that of everyone gathering all across the country is a tribute to those lost troops and to their families. I'm going to leave you with a poem. It's called Remember. And I always get a little emotional when I do this. It's called Remember. Remember, it's a soldier, not the reporter who gives you freedom of the press. It's the soldier, not the poet, who gives you freedom of speech. Remember, it's the soldier, not the organizer, who allows you to demonstrate. It's the soldier who salutes the flag, whose coffin is draped with the flag, and who allows the protester to burn the flag. Thank you to all of our soldiers, servicemen and women, and their families for their sacrifices, and may God bless America.